you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, March 12th, 2018. We'll see if Marianne has enough time. We're trying to fit in a lot today. She's got appointments and gatherings. We'll see if we can keep her throughout most of this morning's program.
It's going to be a whirlwind week.
A whirlwind weekend. Gosh, lots of things happening with our Prime Life Times, the Great News Radio events. In fact, the Creation Museum ARC tour. And I just did a posting, and I think one or two radio announcements. Joey mentioned it once. That's filling up. Our Israel trip's filling up. Ivan Parker, we have lots of tickets available still for that. You can find out more at our website.
I love those concerts.
GreatNewsRadio.org. But, yeah, a lot happening. The paper's been out for, I don't know, what's today's the 12th, so
it's
guess about 12 days.
Yeah.
But usually we have you in that first Monday or Tuesday.
I know.
But,
it just seems like it's been just really a whirlwind.
Yeah, it has been. So a lot of great things, a lot of good feedback on this.
I know. We really have on this one.
I think I got a couple more emails of people. I don't think I forwarded them all on to you, but people have just
been keeping all that good stuff yourself, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, great article. And you know Nancy Brain, I don't know if you saw the email. She responded and is looking forward to meeting up. We'll have her on the air to talk about some of her articles and the content she's been sending in, along with an Alzheimer's event that's going on, I think, near the Beef House or in the Beef House
all day
in April.
Like six professional speakers. She can tell us about it.
Yeah. So that'll be coming up. And gosh, I don't know the staff. I'm hoping we're all healing up. You know, at one point,
why were we sick?
You know,
I missed it.
Karen Harrison had various things, and thank God she's. And then Joey Kroll was in the hospital.
I know, that was sudden.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, wasn't feeling well, and he said, I don't think I'm going to make it for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. You know, can you re-air last week's program or something? And I was like, oh, gosh, Joey's not been sick in like 6 or 7 years, ever missing a program.
You just get accustomed.
Yeah, sometimes a couple colds. And then come to find, I guess he went into the ER, he drove himself, and it was
appendicitis, something.
And
I was communicating with him on email, and then all of a sudden it's like Joey's in the hospital. I'm like, what's happening?
And then Jason had
the ER. We were talking to him. The morning show. You know, he left.
We were
laughing, and next thing he's in the hospital.
Yeah, he's in the hospital, and they're still working out things. I think he's done a couple posts.
You're doing okay, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Somebody's got to stay healthy around here.
Yeah, here we sit.
And then another dear helper and such is, you know, was given some weighty notice on, you know, how long he has to live and such. And, rather overwhelming.
Yeah.
But God is good. Everyone loves the Lord and knows he's in control. And all of our days are numbered.
According to,
I mean, God knows the end from the beginning, knows
he does.
How long we need to be serving or growing in him till he brings us home. But,
you know, there's somebody in town that has a license plate. You know how people have those little sayings, not a bumper sticker, but on their license plate. And it says, God is always good all the time or something like that. And I came up behind that car the other day and I thought, wow, that's an important thing to remember.
But the question is, did you get a free cup of coffee?
Oh, goodness. I was not at the store. No, I was not at the coffee shop.
Drive through and you thought, hey, I got to park behind that person often.
You threatened to put my license plate out over the air so people would just follow me around to go.
Get that free coffee. Right.
Yeah.
That act of kindness. Actually, we got some good feedback on that article.
Yeah.
Made the front page. And
I got two more free cups of coffee since then. Thank you. I appreciate that feedback. Oh.
So what's happening in the March edition of the Prime Life Times, which is available for subscription?
Yeah.
I think, we're over like 30 or close to 30 subscriptions each month that
people
have
it
delivered. Yeah, it's a great start. Those are people that maybe don't have the opportunity to get out to our almost 150 area locations, which, by the way, you know, Panera's on Kirby?
Yeah.
I guess Jason knew that they were empty or low, so he took in a bundle like 70 or 80.
I texted him.
Yeah. And then
for coffee.
It was 2 days later or a day and a half later, they were empty again.
Oh, my word.
So he said he did fill it. And so when I brought those in, that was after he had brought in 70 or 80.
They're flying off the shelves.
Yeah, so that's a great location. Yeah. And Yoder's in Arthur, they've been going through a lot. So I think it was on Friday, Herb said, hey, I can go down there with Marge and load it up again. So he was going to take some. And
you got to love it. Herb and Marge, they're just trucking around the country together, delivering papers.
Yeah, right. They're the greatest tag team we've ever known.
Yeah, yeah. America. So, yeah, these are really going fast.
Yeah, it's a great one. If you look at the front cover, though, I love the graphics. You have these, what would you say, like 7, 8-year-olds?
7 or 8, yeah.
Little children, they're in a box. You know, all children love those big cardboard boxes. The brother, you would assume, he has his thumb up. He looks like he's
aviator.
Glasses, yeah, aviator glasses and a brown leather jacket.
Kind of a bomber jacket.
Yeah. And then his sister maybe behind him has her hands up in the air. Looks like not a cape. What would you call that? A scarf or white scarf? She looks like...
Supposed to be a cape. I think it's just blowing funny.
Blowing funny, and she's got her arms in the air. But a vivid green sweatshirt, which goes with the Happy St. Patrick's Day theme of this paper, Living Outside the Box. Yeah. So, and there's good old Nancy. Or I said sweet Nancy. I won't say good old Nancy, but
sweet
Nancy Green.
She is a really sweet lady.
Looking forward to getting to know her a little better. And you've been in touch with her with some of the content she's been submitting. And
she's a great person.
Different things. So what's outstanding about this edition of the Prime Life Times, which includes Free Now?
That was your touch, wasn't it, Mark? Let's do talk about that. It says free twice now. Nobody's going to notice that, but it's a great touch.
Yeah, it's right there. And it's Volume 2, Issue 3.
Yes.
So it's our Volume 2.
Our volumes,
two.
Yes. And we started with Volume 1.
Yeah, now we're Volume 2. Even though it's been around in various forms since 1990, so 27 years ago this was birthed, I think originally it was called The Active Senior.
I think it was Prime Life Times at the beginning. Then it became Active Senior,
then
it went
back. Okay.
That's how I heard it. I don't know.
Got to find that history. We'll get Bill in here one of these days. We'll
see if we
can ever corral him in to share. But
This first page also has the article by Maggie Doherty Roberts, who's a really, really, really fun and just lively and nice lady. And her articles are going to be great.
Animal habitats near and far.
Yes. She is a master gardener and master naturalist.
Oh.
And she just knows a lot.
I think it was Ruth Esri who had emailed me and picked it up because of this article and knows her as a master gardener.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ruth might be too, or have a green thumb or something.
I think she's real interested in those things. I don't know if she
and
is or
so
not.
So she was like, that captivated her.
And then
she commented on another couple stories. And then my mom, you haven't heard this.
Oh, no.
I talked to my mom, I guess it was Thursday
night.
She
reads the paper.
She gets it sent each and every
month.
That's
great.
And she probably left about a 10-minute voice message going through the whole newspaper. Oh, that's a great article on boosting your brain power. And then she went to the next page.
Oh, but Mark, that's nice for a mother to do that.
And she goes, I love it that your picture is in. I don't want to be a prideful mom, but I'm so glad I see you in it every month. And she went on and on. But this answering machine message.
I'm glad your mother's proud of you, Mark.
Yeah, it went about, I'd say, 8 to 10 minutes. It was like filled up the whole answering machine. So I felt... I didn't feel obligated, but I called her back the other day. And then she reiterated everything again.
She
had the paper. The paper's still out. She goes, this article. And there you are. I'm
there
so glad
you,
to see
my boy.
You. And then she went through and she goes, that's interesting. And, I get scammed. People call me all the time for things. So
there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
That we're talking about an article that's in here. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and she just went through and she goes, you have a crossword puzzle and this.
Oh,
and
we're going to have some real good ones next time.
Oh, yeah. That's starting in April, right?
Yeah.
Oh, people.
Word searches, everything.
Yeah. What's that jump scrap? Are we going to do the word one, too?
Yeah, the word search and something called jumble, where words are jumbled. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, we're working out some really neat additions.
Yeah.
And are we going to do our first movie review in the April edition?
We are.
Larry Stevens Jr.
Yes. Well, I don't think he goes by Jr.
He doesn't go by the Jr.
Yeah. But he is Larry Stevens.
yeah. And he was part of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe that was a cast member in It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. You and I were, too, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
We each had a line.
You got it, boss.
Yeah, that's your line. You got it, boss. What was my line? I can't remember my lines.
Let's see. You're in the office.
Yeah.
The phone call.
Yeah, I say something about that's the phone or I have to go or it's really big.
You and I had those cameo appearances.
We thought they were big.
Yeah.
Okay, now this first article on page 2 when you open the paper.
Oh, yeah, this is a first-time submission.
I'm so happy about this article. This guy's very intelligent. He knows a lot of stuff and he's doing all this research on this area. And this is the first article by Jason Peterson. A glacier runs through it. You know how that movie, A River Runs Through
It? Oh, sure.
This is a glacier.
Yeah, it's through Africa, right?
No, it was through America. It was Robert Redford.
Oh, a river runs through?
Yeah, a river runs through.
Oh, I thought that was Africa.
It sounds like it. Oh. This is a glacier runs through it. So I'm not going to try and read this right now because there's a lot of difficulty. Like
Rob wrote it?
No, it's a fantastic article. But I just want to make sure I'm speaking the words right. Like, how do you say moraines and things like that? So I'm going to get that straight before I read it. Oh, you sit there in silence and watch me flounder.
That's right. Now, James, doesn't he come from a family of authors or writers?
Yeah.
His father,
Doug
known.
Peterson, is very well known.
Okay.
This kid's going to be well known in his own right, I'll tell you that.
A glacier runs through it,
yeah.
How Champaign County
got
its shape.
I know. It's really, really fascinating.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to like that.
Okay.
And then, yes, the scam article.
Yeah, what to do when somebody tries to scam you. Not scan you.
Oh, goodness.
Scam you.
It's really makes you think.
Yeah. Want to know a little tip that I gave out last Thursday at an English conversation class?
I would love to hear it.
The students love this.
I don't think I have a choice. I'm sitting right here.
That's right. There,
go ahead.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Whether you're ready for it or not. We talked about car burglary. Car burglary.
Say that again.
Car burglary.
Burglary.
And just different things to be aware of, not to leave things out in the open and so forth. But I said, you know, another great tip, it's not on here. I said, this is an extra. I said, no charge. And they looked at me. They didn't get it. I said, Americans, a lot of times you'll say when we give an extra tip or added things, no charge, like as if we'd charge you. And they're like, oh. But they didn't really.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought, no, it's really kind of funny. When I say no charge, I'm not going to charge you for this. You should kind of laugh.
Oh, they took it serious.
Well, they didn't kind of get it.
Oh.
But I said, because there was one with, like, if your car gets hit, this siren goes off, this alarm, and
right.
it's really loud and annoying, but it's very effective. And you don't generally see a car burglar hang around when
right.
that goes off. But I said, some people will take, if they have that, like that panic button where they'll press it and, you know, it'll set off the alarm. I said, they'll take that into their bedroom at night or into their home. And if their car is next to the house or in the garage, now if you live in an apartment and your car is across the parking lot,
yeah.
it won't work. But if somebody breaks into your home or you have a sensitivity or something, you press that, it lets your car alarm go off. Woot, woot, woot.
Wow.
And so if an intruder or something,
you just made that
they would run off. I have a variety of sounds.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, it's a good deterrent for somebody maybe breaking in the home. You just press that. And, you know, you have your car keys. You leave them somewhere, maybe on the countertop, kitchen table, wherever. You take them into your bedroom or wherever you sleep, and you're suddenly awoke at night.
Yeah.
And you just press that if you felt terrorized or if you felt scared or whatever.
Yeah. Keep your teenage kids from coming in late past curfew. Here comes this loud alarm, mom and dad in the bedroom, you know.
Yeah. Pressing the... So anyways, they were like, oh, good idea.
Yeah.
And I said, say they're at a shopping center. It's 9 at night. It's dark out in a parking lot or wherever, a remote location. And so they'll have their keys in their purse or whatever, and they'll wait till they get all the way to their car, and then they'll look for their keys. I said, always pull them out, you know, where it's lit, where you're leaving. That way you have it in your hand, and if in the event somebody attacked you or approached you, you could press on the unlock your car or whatever so the lights go on, or the panic button so somebody would race off.
You're
so I said,
listening.
Don't wait till you get to your car to get those keys out of your purse or whatever.
That's really good.
Get them in your hand right away as you're walking through that lot so you can have it depressed to trigger the alarm or get the lights on so you can maybe see better.
You're listening to Safety 101.
Yeah, that's right. No charge, everyone. Most of you should get that. There's not going to be a charge. It won't be billed. Anyway, so yeah, it was a fun English conversation
class.
Yeah,
it was.
We tend to have, again, 20-plus teachers in all the different groups and very animated. Herb, I don't know what Herb's doing over there, but Herb has, like, a faithful following that they're always there early. And, you know, most of the tables were trying to have, like, 3 or 4 or 5 students per teacher. And he was, like, at capacity again. And
I know. They're just flocking over there. What's going on?
Yeah. Herb's doing something.
Well, I think my class just...
I heard it was one of the best gatherings you've had.
Oh,
Rob
really?
Said, Rob felt like the connections and what was shared, and then was it Sue?
Well, I know, that's the part I like.
Gifts for everyone.
She did.
I was like, where was mine?
Oh,
I'm heading this whole thing up. I should have gotten one of these.
You should join my class.
Yeah. So what, she had like mugs and
something else
for everyone.
It was
seeds?
From her store. It was in beautiful brown, like, fabric bags and a fantastic tumbler with a thing you just push.
A what?
You know, like, you know, things people carry coffee in their car.
Oh, I thought you said like a tumbler, and I'm like,
isn't that what they call them?
Oh,
what do they call them? You're going to leave me over here. anyway, some sort of a nice metal, beautiful thing that you carry coffee in, you know, and take it in to get it refilled. Yeah, sure. We were having.
And then you got seeds or something?
Oh, yeah, gardening seeds. They were in Korean, so nobody, you had to go by the picture.
Yeah, Sue's from South Korea.
She is, and most of the class couldn't read. She's the only Korean in the class. We have other nationalities, and none of the Chinese could read the thing. I couldn't read. Nobody could read it, but she explained it. And, she handed out these fantastic seed packets.
Wow.
We were just the thing happening, Mark.
I was thinking, well, where's my – I was looking at it now. Mm-hmm. Didn't leave it over here. I'm like
– need to get up in the advanced class.
And you know where I met her?
Where did you meet her?
At the dry cleaner.
Oh, you're kidding.
When we were delivering papers, Holly and I were delivering papers in a Tootsie Pop display to Denny's dry cleaner on Mattis Avenue in Champaign. They carry out Tootsie Pops, and then we were saying, hey, would you mind carrying the Prime Life Times for people that come in and do their laundry or get their dry cleaning done? She goes, oh, sure. There's a very sweet couple that own that dry cleaner, and they're from South Korea. Well, as we were delivering that, and I said, I don't know the owner's name, but I said, hey, thank you so much for carrying the Tootsie Pops all these years and now doing the paper. Here's a little gift card and appetizer coupon to the Texas Roadhouse. And so this other gal was observing all this, and she goes, hey, where do I get one of those free gift cards? And I said, well, you have to carry our Tootsie Pop display. It was Sue.
Oh,
she was
fun.
Sitting there talking with them. And she said, I own the Cafe Benet, I think that's what it's called. Right on campus, just south of Cranert. And you can bring in a Tootsie Pop display and papers there. And I'm going, oh, really? And she goes, oh, no, I'm just kidding. I don't need a gift card or anything. Just do it. And I said, well, we have an English conversation class, too, if you know anyone. And she goes, oh, I know a number of people. And anyway, so we delivered the Tootsie Pop display there a couple of weeks ago. And she let it be right in a prominent area near
the
register. And, I know all about retail. And I thought, I would have never given up that real estate, if you will, because it's strategically located where she could sell her own stuff. And then the newspapers are right near the checkout, too. So she was great. But she started then coming to this class, I guess.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that.
She's her second time.
This past week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's delightful. I would just recommend. I haven't been to the coffee shop yet, which is kind of shocking. But
it's an upgrade. It's nice.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. When I walked in, I thought, this is classy. I mean, it's decorated, well merchandised. It's all new. It's right in that little strip mall that's just south of Cranert, but it's like an upscale area. And I thought, this is tactfully done and displayed well. And I thought, this is a really nice place. I felt like my Tootsie Pops would stand out a little because it's not, I won't say hokey, but it's like this plastic yellow
neon box. You love your Tootsie Pops.
They're my little missionaries.
Yeah.
My little missionary boxes. They're working night and day for me.
Missionaries.
They have our program guides and surveys in them.
All colors.
They've raised thousands and thousands of dollars these many years. But
they've really helped the radio station over these years. Yeah.
But,
she's a sweetheart. She's a great person.
Okay.
We've enjoyed her.
So back to the Prime Life Times, the March edition, available at over 150 area locations. In fact, if you stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, you'll see the listing by town, all alphabetized from Atwood all the way. Let's see, Villa Grove. Let's see, W. Do we have any towns with a W in
there? We have Watsika.
Yeah, White Heath.
Oh, White Heath.
White Heath would be in my home.
Do you have any at your house?
So I always have to keep some when I have to do a delivery. But,
We've got a lot of places now.
Yeah,
we need
more,
though.
Yeah, always looking for more. In fact, I got to see if I can get the Panera's on North Neal Street near the mall, knowing that how many we go through on the one on Kirby.
Yeah.
That's a gold mine.
And you're going to get Hoopston.
Hoopston, we want to add
IGA.
That into the the IGA for the Prime Life Times.
Yeah.
All sorts of great places.
So we've made it to page 4.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, that's where we've gotten to. It takes us a while.
And this is without even reading a story.
I know.
Okay, page 4. Oh, yeah, that lists our great team.
Yeah.
And all the different advertisers. We couldn't do this, offer them free of charge to all of you, if it wasn't for these great advertisers. Mm-hmm. So we really appreciate them partnering with us, allowing this great, informative, engaging, positive newspaper to go out each and every month. And it's filled with not only helpful stories, but the advertisers, cater to those 50 and older and provide a lot of great services. And, people looking for, where should I get this dealt with or looked at, come and look at our Prime Life Times.
Well, here's something interesting. It's just an aside. I don't know if anybody cares about this or not, but I found out that, because I'm working on the April edition now, that the National Library Week is in April. Hmm. But the National Reading Month here on the front page was in March.
Yes.
I'm like, country, get organized.
Did you know there was a couple thousand children here at Lincoln Square last Saturday?
They said
thousands of children, and
really?
They had reading stations set up all over here.
Oh.
And they said it was packed. That's why we had to move the ping pong tables out. And then right now we currently kind of have one of them over at the other area because they're going to have the Home and Garden Show this coming Saturday.
So we know what's going on by where we move our ping pong tables.
So you don't see the ping pong table. There's probably something big happening here.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of kids.
In fact, Bill at International Galleries, he said it was like almost deafening.
Oh, God.
But the thing he liked with all the parents here because of their kids, don't go in there. Don't go in there.
Oh.
So he did have all these children running in and knocking over things at his
shop. Sure, he's got quite
but
a store.
But he said it was packed.
Yeah.
So.
Do you remember going to the bookmobile when you were little?
No.
Oh, you didn't do that?
I was always out playing.
Oh.
Didn't have time to read.
I went to the bookmobile.
Therefore, you're the editor-in-chief, and I'm, but, you know, I don't know, I just
And
talk.
You're out there and doing the gritty stuff, like getting it published.
So it's available, 150 area locations free of charge. It's the Prime Life Times. You can find out more at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And if you can't remember that, you all know greatnewsradio.org, and there's a link over to the Prime Life Times. And at the Prime Life Times, primelifetimes.com, there's a link back over to greatnewsradio.org. So lots of events in our community calendar. So find out about the Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter. That'll be happening in May. And Ivan Parker's in June, Israel trips in October, and that's going to be filled up. We have a lot of great interest in that and a lot of other activities.
We're working on a topic to maybe send you so you can write another article.
Oh. Okay. Up to the challenge. All right, everyone, it's Monday. It's a new week, a lot going on, so we just pray that you'll allow the Lord to guide your every step and walk in cadence with the Holy Spirit's leading. And let the Lord Jesus be a blessing through you to others. Well, thanks for listening.
Nice.
Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Mary Ann Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
God bless you.
God bless you.